Christopher, Nathan, Robin, all checking in on Facebook Live. You can join us there as well. Search out 98PXY. You can see who wins between myself and one Whitney Young. The current tally, 68 victories for me, 57 for Whitney.
Ooh.
You're hanging in there.
Yeah, I'm getting closing the gap a little bit.
You got the win yesterday.
Yeah.
Which means I'm the challenger. The rules of the game, once again, very simple. It's the first time you're joining us. We go back and forth with our best. And that's like a relative term, because we're talking about dad jokes here.
Yeah.
With our best dad jokes. Yeah. And the first to laugh loses. So, Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
I'm ready, Corey.
Hey, Whitney.
Yes, Corey.
I got an email saying, at Google Earth, we can read maps backwards. And I thought to myself, that's just spam. Maps backwards.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, Whitney.
What do you call a mosquito that is found funny by others?
What's that?
Malarious.
Hey, Whitney.
Yes, Corey.
My buddy told me he found his wife slightly drunk yelling at the TV, "Don't go in there! Don't go in the church, you moron!" She was watching their wedding video again.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, Whitney.
20 years from now, kids are going to think "baby, it's cold outside" is really weird. And we're going to have to explain that it has to be understood as a product of this time. You see, it used to get cold outside.
Hey, Whitney.
Yes, Corey.
A guy walks into a bank, pulls out a gun, points it at the teller, and screams, "Give me all your money or your geography!" The teller replies, "Don't you mean history?" The robber says, "Don't change the subject!"
Hey, Corey.
Yes, Whitney.
Yesterday, I asked my boyfriend if I'm the only one he's been with. He said, yeah, the others were at least sevens or eights.
Hey, Whitney.
Yes, Corey.
My fiance is really mad at me for the fact that I have no sense of direction. So I packed up my stuff and ran.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, Whitney.
I was at the store the other day buying a fake Christmas tree. And the shop attendant asked me, "Are you going to put that tree up yourself?" I replied, "Don't be disgusting! I'm going to put it in the living room."
Hey, Whitney.
Yes, Corey.
My friend keeps saying, "Cheer up, man. Could be worse. You could be stuck in an underground hole full of water." I know he means well.
Hey, Corey.
Yes, Whitney.
My therapist told me that a great way to let go of my anger is to write letters to people that you hate and then burn them. I did, and I feel much better, but I'm wondering, do I keep the letters?
Wow. That is a dark one. Hey, Whitney.
Yes, Corey.
If you rearrange the letters of postmen, they get really pissed off. Yes! Woo! Wow.
That was not... You know what? Oh, that was such a case of like...
Joke buildup?
No, well, yes. Joke buildup and also envisioning you as a mailman and getting all flustered, like, derp, 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 and like all the letters are flying everywhere.
I would get very, very upset. That is accurate.
God.
Man, wow. Where are you finding these dark jokes?
Well, that's my new strategy, because dark jokes get you. So.
Burning people alive, you monster.
What?
Oh, 69 victories for me, 57 for Whitney.